Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hour number two here on WEEI Afternoons. More importantly, big guy's birthday, Ted Johnson.
Hey.
Happy birthday,
Teddy. Thank you, guys. Very, very, very sweet.
Teddy B. Day.
Hey, Fitz. Thank you for the card. I walk in and there's a card waiting for me with all your signatures on it. That means a lot, boys. Thank you very much for thinking of me.
We were going to get you something, but Fitzy's like, does anybody know a bakery that makes a high protein, like low fat, type cake or something?
And the Bengals 52 jersey was on back order, so we weren't able to get that in time.
Dang. Next year, see if you can get it for me next year. But very, very thoughtful of you guys. Yep, I'm 3 years old, and so it's a good day. Good day. You guys are asking me what I'm doing later for my birthday. Everybody, all the well wishes is very nice. What are you doing for your birthday?
Yeah.
You know what? There's nothing else I'd rather do than just go work out. So I'll be working out tonight if everybody's wondering what I'm doing for my birthday. That's it.
Yeah, have a nice Ted meal, and watch a great Thursday night football game.
Yeah, man. I'm looking forward to that game. Yeah,
give me a steak and a ball game. That's all I need.
Very simple guy, for sure.
You wouldn't have eaten a cake if we had a cake, would you?
I would have.
Really?
I would have had a bite or two.
Okay, yeah. Just a bite. Give me a sliver.
It's if you ever, you guys have gone, you probably didn't pay close attention to what I was drinking when we went to dinner the few times we've gone out.
Sprite.
But it's there you go.
Yeah, no, it's Tito's and something and a Sprite. There are two of them.
And if you ever notice, the Sprite never... Okay, you guys remember.
Yeah, I got it.
It's never, I never drink the whole thing.
No,
I noticed. Like 4 or 5 sips of it, and that's... And so if you bring in a cake, I'll have 2 or 3 bites of it.
Incredible self-control.
That's it.
Yeah. I just chug whatever's put in front of me.
Yeah, Andy's dumping the cotton candy crunch on top of whatever he's got.
There was like a 30-ounce beer or something. I'm like, that works.
It's at 10:30 at night, and there he is.
And he lost weight.
Beers.
And he lost weight.
Yeah, and he's running around working out like it's nothing, man.
Thank you, Awaken 180. Appreciate you every day of the year. Just like it's Ted's birthday, happy birthday! But it is 3:00. Ted's here. 3 hosts. That means it's time for the 3-point stance.
319.
180.
It's the 3-point stance.
Just count three.
That's three!
3 shall be the number thou shalt count.
Pierce for 3. It's good!
3 fabulous flyers.
And the number of the counting shall be 3.
Got tip scores! Ties it 3-3!
On WEEI Afternoons.
Time for today's 3-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons, and it's brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident or your metabolism is frustrating to others, you got to get Glassman. Call us at 617-777-7777. 3:00 here on WEEI Afternoons. 3 hosts, each of which will present their stances on the biggest stories in Boston sports and beyond. Andy Hart, you will lead us off. And today you actually get to go. On
you sure? Because I don't know if Ted has something that's going to derail the rest of the show.
I got the burr out of my saddle. It's not in there anymore. The rock is not in my shoe anymore, so I can go last.
Okay, perfect.
There you go. We'll spend the next 3 hours on whatever Andy has to say next.
Nope.
And he gets 60 seconds for his opening stance. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Okay, here's 60 seconds and nothing more. Go ahead.
So I teased it yesterday. I think a lot of listeners know I'm a fan of Bill O'Brien. He, I think, is a good football coach. I think he's proven that along the way in his career. But the last few years, honestly, in New England haven't been very good. His year as offensive coordinator, not great. 2 years at Boston College, not all that good. A regression year, 2-10 this year. But This week, BC announced they're bringing Billy O'Brien back, which they should. You're not going to get a better football coach. They also announced that they're going to invest in the program. There's going to be upgrades to his staff. There's going to be a $50 million investment, matching investment campaign. They hired Kenyatta Watson to be a general manager. He comes from the SEC. He's been recruiting for Georgia and other SEC schools. I think he's coming in with a knowledge and an expectation that he can at least try to shop in the same pools of talent. Billy O'Brien has been under fire. I get it. The record is what it is. I'm telling you, it's turning around for the Eagles. It's turning around for the Heights. You should have faith in Billy O'Brien. All he needed was a little time, and I know time doesn't come in college football, but also resources and assistance. I'm telling you, Billy O'Brien is going to turn things around over there. I have great faith in him as a coach, as a leader, and as a man, and now he's got the support he needs to do the job.
Boom. I'm pulling for him as well. I really am. I've always really liked Billy O. And, you know, there's guys have had some isolated issues with him in the past. But for the most part, he's a good man. He cares. He's very knowledgeable. And I thought it was the right hire for that school. It was just a damn shame. What they won their first game and their last game and lost everyone in between. Very difficult, obviously. You could just see the stress on his face. We've heard some of the sound bites of him getting a little, you know, chippy with the reporters because he cares so much. And it's a very stressful job. People go, why did you go into coaching? You know,
that right there.
Yeah. It's so I just think navigating college football is almost an impossible job. You need more resources. You need more people to help with the recruiting. It's for the head coach to, you know, keep everyone on the team happy from like transferring out, and then you have to recruit new guys coming in. It's just so much harder than it's ever been.
And certainly BC faces some challenges that they don't have at other places. Academic challenges, standards, having to get students in. Yeah. But I'll boil it down to what I've boiled a lot of things down to recently. I've become a bit of a football simpleton. He needs to get a quarterback. Castellanos a couple years ago wasn't the guy. The kid they brought in from Alabama this year, who was paid, I think, decent NIL money, they started him. He wasn't the guy. Billy O, I know you know this, but if you find a quarterback, the rest of that job over there will fall a little bit more into place.
Yeah. You know, and you think, you know, golly, he's got on his resume, coached Tom Brady.
Yeah.
That would be an attraction to potential quarterbacks that want to go there, right?
Absolutely.
Shoot, you would think. Yeah, it's tough. I know that's a tough place to recruit. I mean, BC, can you maybe lower your academic standards down a little bit, you know, so you can get better players?
They don't know what they want to be. It's like, we want to be good at football, but we want all smart kids, and we're not going to lower
it. You can't.
You can't. Stanford, you can't have it both ways.
Stanford's never compromised, you know, on that. It's just some, I don't know, has UNC? I don't know. I think they've always held high academic standards. It's very difficult for those schools that have those types of requirements to get in. To have really good sports programs, particularly right. football programs. It's just, you know, the nature of the sport. It's a tough spot.
Those kids are limited, and this, I'm not being disrespectful. I just think there's a small pool of elite football and elite academic. And if you're BC, now you're competing with UNC, Notre Dame, right. Stanford. So even that, are you going to get them to come to the Northeast?
That's a good way to look at it too, yeah.
You know, that small pool that you're pulling from with some very competitive schools. So I hope it works. A, because I would like BC to be good. I would like BC to be a good football program. I think the day he was hired, I made a statement that now looks really stupid. I think they should shoot to be a playoff team in an expanded playoff.
One season?
No. As a program, but yes. Can you be a top 12 team in the country? Can you be in that, like, just outside the top 10, but in a playoff berth? I think that should be the standard he seeks, but it's difficult.
Because I don't know how much, you know, do we know about the facilities? Are they top notch? Do they put a lot of money back into the program?
Have you been to alumni stadium
not,
recently?
Have you seen some of these schools' facilities?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's ridiculous.
Like, I got something on my Instagram. They'll show the whirlpool at at Georgia, and you're like, are you kidding me?
Right.
This is nicer than anything the Equinox could ever put out there.
Oh, you know,
it's nicer than any resort you would go spend a birthday weekend at, and that's where these kids get to work out and recover every day, Ted.
Yeah. Somebody put a slide in their locker room. There's a two-story locker room, and you could ride a slide from one level to the next. And it's like, now you're just showing off. Now you're just spending money.
They're just like making a Great Wolf Lodge out of it.
It works.
It's getting something. By the way, and also the competition in the ACC has gotten tougher. Like, the, you know, growing up, the ACC was like an 8-10 team conference. It's 15 teams now.
But there are there any good ones, though? I mean, Clemson, Florida State.
No, it's, you know, down.
Every now and again, Vatek is good.
They're going to be good again with James
Franklin.
It's
a lot of schools, but they're not that
Miami's
good.
Miami's in the playoff, you guys, as of right now. Right. So, yes, okay. Miami's good. Right, Florida Miami. State.
Yeah.
And also, which part of the Atlantic coast is University of California on?
It's the far Atlantic. It's a different part of the Atlantic. If you go all the way around, you eventually get there from the Atlantic coast.
Yeah,
if you're Magellan, then yes, it makes sense.
Don't try to make sense of college football conferences. Don't do it. It takes you forever.
The Big Ten plus eight that Michigan is a part of?
Yep. And the back 12, they're right. They're coming back, right? They've added like 17 Mountain West Conference teams or whatever the hell it is to bring back the Pac-12.
Are they finally just making themselves the Pac-12 again?
I believe so, yes.
That's probably what they should have done in the first place, but that's its own issue.
Yep.
And once again, a coach named Bill is nothing without his quarterback. Time is a flat circle. All right, Fitzy, are you ready?
Let's do this thing.
That one was for the birthday boy. Ching, ching. Here is 60
seconds. Ted, you know you're on camera when you pump your fist, right?
We can see you, Ted.
Oops.
All right, Fitzy, here's 60 seconds. Go ahead.
All right, everyone. I would like you to tune in this Sunday evening on the National Broadcasting Company Network and also on the Peacock. Time of 8:15 for the first episode of The Death of the Kingdom. That's right. This Sunday night, the Houston Texans travel to Gehe Field at Arrowhead. I liked it better when it was just simply Arrowhead, to take on the Kansas City Chiefs. The Houston Texans come in as perhaps the hottest team in the NFL with a surging, tenacious, ferocious defense. Notice I said the full word, Andy.
I noticed.
Defense. Yep, you're welcome. To take on a Kansas City Chiefs team that, let's be honest, is very middle of the pack right now, something that we're not used to. However, everyone in their mother and every prognosticator and analyst under the sun continues to say, well, I'm not making any predictions for Super Bowl 60 in the NFL at large, let alone the AFC, until the Kansas City Chiefs are dead and buried. Well, Sunday night against a team that is playing aggressively, ferociously, sacks and the secondary that they have, not to mention an offense that's picking up steam. They're much better in one-score games. Mahomes is not himself these days, and they're 0-6 in one-score games. Chiefs lose Sunday night, losing record, missing the playoffs. That's it.
Chiefs are dead, huh?
Sunday night, it is the end of part one of the kingdom. Like, if the Patriots had the double dynastic run, somewhere in the middle, 2009 season, January 2010, Ravens came to town, 83-yard Ray Rice touchdown. That was the end of chapter one. Then they had to have a crazy good draft in 2010, got Hernando, got Gronk, got D-Mac, and that the seeds had to be planted for the second half to be born. The Chiefs need a reboot, and I believe Sunday night, a team that it is damn near impossible to score against these days. They have the top overall defense, the Texans do. They're actually fourth in rushing and fourth in passing. Rare is it that you ever see the top-ranked defense to be top five in both categories. And also, just pass the eye test, Andy. Mahomes doesn't look right. Their ground game is atrocious. Their defense has given up more yards and more points over the last month than they have in the previous eight games combined. And they're struggling while the Texans are surging. They started off 0-3, 7-2 over their last nine. This is not just a cover. This is an outright win for the Texans, who, by the way, should have won last January, but the white and black striped Chiefs, the referees kind of called it in favor of the chefs as well. So I'm sticking to this.
And, Ted, we've been hammering that winless in one-score games. Did you know? I didn't know they were 17-0. Prior to this winless streak, the last 3 years, they had been 17-0 in one score games. Now they can't win them at all.
Can I just give you my stats I gave you on the Chiefs a little bit
getting
last
all
year?
Choked up because the Chiefs are dead.
Sorry. Ooh, I got a little bit of a chest cold. But this, I think it bears repeating, is that the Chiefs statistically are better in points scored and points allowed this year. Than they were last year when they went 15-2.
It's crazy.
They 12 of the 15 wins they had last year were one score games.
Mm.
They were 12-0 in one score games last year. This year, as you mentioned, Andy, they are 0-6 in one score games. And they've lost 4 out of 5 games. This last 4 out of the last 5. And I think I was thinking back. When the Patriots ever done that? They we did in 2002, but I don't think they've ever lost 4 out of 5 the rest of the way. So, which is kind of incredible. But you start to wonder. I think that it's a natural kind of thing to sit here and think. You know, is this the end? I mean, for them to kind of catch the Patriots. And I've always told people, don't even worry about the Chiefs. Well, then heck, they won 3 out of 4. I'm like, right. That was when they won like 2 out of 3. And I'm like, yeah, we're fine. And then you go, oh, maybe I'm wrong. But they have to get, just like you just mentioned, Fitz, they got to get so many more good players back in there, young, to catch up to what the Patriots did, right? Because the Patriots had two different dynasty decades, and that's what the Chiefs are having to do, and I don't think they're going to get it done.
I don't either, but I think the hesitancy for people to call them dead and buried is the Patriots, right? Like, people tried to learn. There's so many comparisons, Brady and Mahomes, yeah, and the 9 straight AFC title games and all these things, mm-hmm, that people don't want to be the Trent Dilfer. They're not good anymore, and then people play that clip over and over.
So that was you're 4 saying, years after they rebooted.
They're dead in the sense that them catching the Patriots feels dead.
Feels dead, but if they do a Patriots and bring in a couple star, like Andy Reid is still good in my mind, as long as he stays. If he retires, then I think they're dead and buried. And it's Patrick Mahomes' drive has always been my question. I don't think he's maniacal like Tom Brady.
I agree.
You can't be that dumpy, and that's offensive.
There's something to it, though, man. You can't be a little bit of, like I say, you know, soup sandwichy.
He looks like he's wearing a diaper. His bum is like weird.
And that's always the sign of discipline is your physical looks, right? Yeah. So I'm with you, man.
Yeah, light beer and Andy, light beer and ice cream is reserved for the schlubs among us who watch Thursday Night Football, stay up too late, and then decide it's okay to binge an episode of Stranger Things, not to be a quarterback who's been to the AFC Championship each of the last 8 seasons.
Yeah,
you know what, too? I don't think he likes to sit in the pocket. He likes to get out and run, and I think he's going to get hit, hurt. Yep, he takes way too many hits.
Yep.
And he doesn't seem to bounce back from them because he's not on a good workout regime, right?
That's my theory.
Yeah,
get him on Awaken 180.
You got something
fine
for that?
Awaken 180, baby. Patrick Mahomes, you get on that, you'll be back in the playoffs. I promise.
But also, yeah, he's very busy, you know, like promoting his steakhouse venture with Kelsey and, you know, doing commercials with Jake from State Farm. Meanwhile, while we've praised and heralded such great drafts for the Chiefs, and they do have a lot of guys on defense that I believe are very good, but, you know, Chris Jones is not having the kind of stellar season, disruptive year he usually has. And on offense, who scares you now? 57-year-old Kelsey, Pacheco, Hunt, you know, Worthy is a one-trick pony. Granted, that one trick is really awesome, running faster than everybody else, but it's just not the same that it used to be.
Yeah, other than Rashi Rice, there really isn't anybody that you look at and go, oh, that's somebody we have to game plan around, which is something that helps down the stretch and helps other teams in those one-score games. Okay, Teddy, are you ready?
I'm ready, bud.
All right, your 60 seconds begin right now.
You know what I would tell this year's Patriots teams as they enter the bye week, and hopefully they're all away and they don't hear this, but or maybe they should hear. They need to hear this, actually, is that they should not be over this weekend sitting there smelling their farts, right? Okay, because everyone right now is telling them how great they are.
Yep,
that they are the best team in the NFL. They are just they're the toast of the town. They are the new it team in the NFL, if you will. And I would just caution them to get too comfortable listening to all that praise, because there's recent history that would tell you here with this organization that doing that is not a good idea. If we can just go back to 2021, it wasn't that long ago. Let's just go back. All right. The Patriots entering their byes, the same exact weekend the Patriots had their bye that the Patriots this year have for their bye. They were 9-4 going into their bye. They were, what did they won? They had won 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 games in a row, if you remember, before the bye. Big win over Buffalo. They come out of the bye, and they lose 3 out of 4 games. And I remember when they were 9-4, winning 7 in a row, I anointed them the best team in the AFC then. I'm anointing this team the best team in the AFC now. But that is a cautionary tale, that 2021 team, on what can happen after a bye week when you've been telling for 2 weeks you got to hear how great you are. You can come back a little soft, a little doughy, and lose your edge if you're not careful.
Vrabel won't let it happen. Can we put faith in Mike Vrabel to prevent that from happening?
I am putting faith in it, but I'm just telling you, isn't that interesting, though?
It is very interesting.
There's some parallels, and they haven't had a break this long. You know, you're kind of, They had a little bit of a break before that Bengals game. We saw how that turned out. Not their best game.
They were very rusty to start that game off. In fact, I still think that they're lucky Burrow and Chase didn't play that game, Ted. And Andy, during our brief Drake May interview on Tuesday, he did tell us he was just sticking around, just hanging out. Like, I think the young man under center, the superstar du jour, Ted, realizes what is at hand. I think he's going to take it. I think he's going to take it seriously.
It's a completely different profile team, and I'm confident they're going to be just fine. But it's still worth mentioning. There are there's a lot of these. One of my favorite expressions from my old coach Al Groh is, "Teddy, you got to kick human nature in the ass." And this is one of those times that they're going to have to kick human nature in the ass because they are the hunted right now. They used to be the hunter. Now that they're hunted. And that changes dynamics psychologically. It does. And it can impact teams that aren't ready. This is the fourth youngest team in the NFL, but there's enough older veterans that have been around that I think they're going to be just fine.
And also, they're hunted by Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson coming out of the bye. So you can't exactly just, we have a get-right game or whatever to figure it out before we get back to our best. No. You better be pretty good coming right out the bye, or you're going to have a loss because both games are losable. So, a cautionary tale from Ted Johnson. The hesitation. But you were wrong about Drake May playing in the cold. So hopefully won't have problems with the bye. They won't get fat and happy and smell anything. They'll just
I'm not telling you they're going to stumble. I'm just telling you, just be careful that you don't.
All right, that's going to do it for our three-point stances today. Yeah. And we got all three in today. I know we were taking some heat on Twitter yesterday. People were upset. Well, you ruined what three-point stance was supposed to be. It's supposed to be three stances, and you react to it, and they're quick, and you did a whole long... Okay, sorry, it was a special day. We had a special three-point stance.
We rode the organic wave of interest. You know, God forbid we give the people what they want, Cohagan.
And a lot of people texted and called and wanted to enter the chat, as they say, of that conversation yesterday.
I didn't realize other people were making up the rules of three-point stance. I actually
like that they're paying attention and caring enough and following the rules. And that's a dedicated listener right there. 617-779-7937. Coming up next, as we do each and every Thursday, we talk to Tom E. Curran. And a reminder, top of the hour, in studio, Andrew Razor Raycroft. And 4:30, another QB Under the Tree football giveaway. Who are you going to win today? You'll have to stick around to find.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Find out back here on WEEI Afternoon and right to the guest line for our weekly chat with Tom E. Curran. Tom E. Curran is brought to you by Drains by James, Eastern Mass's top provider of drain and sewer cleaning and repair. By your New England Chevy dealers, Together Let's Drive. And Tom E. Curran is powered by Verizon. Mr. Curran, how are we doing this week?
I am great. How is everybody there?
We're great because it's Ted's birthday. Did you hear?
I know. I was going to interrupt and say, I'd like to say for just a quick second,
Happy birthday to Ted. Oh. Happy birthday to Ted. Happy birthday number 52. Happy birthday to Ted.
Thank you. Thank you, Tom.
Wow.
I think you brought a teacher.
That was majestic there, Marilyn Monroe. Wow.
You made him cry.
That was very thoughtful of you, Tom.
Wow.
Appreciate the well wishes. Thank you, TC.
Very good man.
All right, let's get to some football. Tom Curran, a simple question. Are the Patriots the best team in football?
Oh, sure they are. Oh, yeah. The reason being, they have the best record. They have done everything that they could. And when you say, schedule, worst in the league. Look at the Rams. They've played the toughest in the league. Patriots combined winning percentage is like 360 of their opponents. The Rams is like 580. Well, you know what? That would be harder for me to defend if it wasn't for the simple fact that when they get against the Panthers or the Giants or all these other teams they used to look eyeball to eyeball with, they beat the absolute puss out of them. They really do. And then when we look at teams like the Packers or the Lions or the Bears, how do they do when they play the Giants? They don't play the way they're supposed to as an elite team. So I'm giving the Patriots the credit that they deserve for answering the bell each and every week. You know, how many times have I talked about the stupid egg laying?
Mm-hmm.
I think it was Cincinnati. I think that was the egg. Ted, we talked about this on Post Game Live. I think that was the freaking egg.
I agreed with you. I thought it was exactly, it was a very astute point to say that, hey, this is their bad game was that Bengals game, and they still were able to pull it out. I mean, 13 games in a row without a bye, they finally get one. Tom, and I'm just that game was so impressive to me. I'd put that up there with maybe the Buffalo game. I know it's an inferior opponent, but it's just the way in which they play. Did you learn anything about the Patriots and maybe Mike Vrabel style from this game? Did this Giants game reveal anything new that you hadn't known before?
The scheme, Giardi did a great job last night on Early Edition articulating that with a new defensive coordinator that the Giants had as a result of firing theirs. Josh McDaniels, I think he said they ran eight different personnel groups during the game. Wow. And they ran seven of them on the first two series. So the guy didn't know whether to poop or go blind. that is, to me, what we're looking at with, the new things you learn. And I also, in anticipating with the left side of the line rebuilt, with Milton Williams out again, Harold Landry in disrepair to a degree all week long. Okay, there's going to have to be a little bit of a let-up. It's been going since July 22nd. This could be a dangerous game, and it was the opposite of a dangerous game. It was a beatdown. So I think I learned that, too. Don't underestimate. Don't have the misconception that this is an ordinary season for an ordinary team having an ordinary rise to prominence.
So, Tom, obviously, Drake's played out of his mind, and they've done a great job with ball distribution to Booty, to Diggs, to Hunter Henry. Travion just got Offensive Rookie of the Month. Like, things are going so well in the offense. But down the stretch, do you feel like the offense may need to have that one guy, like the most dependable playmaker possible, like someone else besides Drake to carry the load, proverbially speaking? And if you happen to agree with me a little bit, who do you think that guy might be?
I don't think that they need it. I think it would be terrific if they had one player who you could say, okay, he's 20% better than any other player in the league, or he's in the top five at his position. That would always be welcomed. I think that they can mitigate it. Where it shows up, Fitzy, is in the red zone. You're in compressed space. Drake doesn't have the time to wander around. There's less room for the wide receivers to get open. They don't have a powerful offensive line in terms of run blocking. The Patriots offense is kind of based on precision, May extending plays, and Josh McDaniels play calling. So, yes, it would be good to have somebody emerge. I don't think that's going to happen in some way in which, somebody's going to get 13 targets, have 10 catches for 160. It's not how they operate. They have 162 catches, the wide receivers right now. I looked it up today. 162. Last year they had 160 catches, Last year in 17 games, they had 162.
Wow.
They've just distributed it so much more. So that's the answer, as it was for so long when Tom Brady was the quarterback. they might not have your classic one, but you better cover everyone.
Tom Curran, NBC Sports Boston, here on WEEI Afternoons. And you may have answered it, you just alluded to the red zone, but if there's a to-do list, self-scouting to-do list for this football team, for Mike Vrabel, what is on it during the bye week? What do they need to get better at for the stretch run and then obviously the postseason?
I'd say definitely red zone, both sides. Defensively, it's statistically even worse than offensively. They haven't stopped anybody on a goal-to-go situation yet this season. First and goal. So they got to get better at that. And I think they're 25th in the league in terms of red zone touchdown scoring against defensively. So you have to fix that. Other than that, they would know better than me. I'm not going to pretend to be Tommy Meshpoint over here and know what I'm like. I can't get that far into it. I can look at the stats. I can look at what my eye is telling me, but I don't know if, you know, they need to play more under or over fronts.
So Tom, I'm just, you know, a couple of little, you know, games, the last couple of games, I should say, Steph Diggs has not been the most active, you know, and you go, okay, this is probably the two least active games he's had all season long. He's got a combined 5 catches for 46 yards in the Bengals game and this past Giants game. Does that worry you, how that might impact him? Have you just to check in on Steph Diggs, where do you think he is mentally, and do you see him having any issues with him not getting the ball like he has not been getting the last couple weeks?
I think if they sucked, he would. I think if they weren't producing, he would. If it wasn't an MVP candidate quarterback, he would. I think it's easier, and I'm sure you agree, Ted, it's easier to have guys muttering in meetings or on their way around the locker room or coming off the practice field when the coaches don't seem to know what they're doing.
Oh, yeah.
And you're not getting the ball, yep, and you're losing. And then everybody wants to help fix it generally. Like, as outspoken and outwardly emotional as Diggs was in Buffalo, he kind of had a point at times with Josh Allen. I mean, he didn't have to shoot his way out of town, but he kind of had a point when he was losing his mind. But I don't think that guy's here. And I think that he's taking a great deal of pride. I don't know this, but just given his time in Houston, given his time here, given his time this summer in which we speculated he might be a pain in the ass, and he said, I'm not going to be. Sorry, I don't know what I did to offend you guys, Tom and Phil, but I'm not going to be a pain in the ass. And he has not been. So he should take an unbelievable level of pride in showing that people were completely wrong about him, who hadn't met him, who presumed he was still a guy who wouldn't be easy to play with.
So Sunday night, Tom, really good week 14 slate. Patriots fans will be very curious in a lot of the games. I think most especially at first, Cincinnati at Buffalo in the 1 o'clock window. But the 8 o'clock game, Sunday Night Football, you got the Texans coming in, riding a hot streak, 7-2 in their last 9 against the Chiefs, who have been so up and down this season, gut punch loss on Thanksgiving, and now the most watched regular season game in history. I think this is it for the Chiefs this year, and it feels like this is their 2009 Patriots season where they need a reset. Do you think that you feeling like this might be it for the Chiefs and they may miss the playoffs this year, and are the Texans the right team to put them down?
It certainly seems likely that they are up against it. There's two teams ahead of them in the AFC West, right?
Yep.
Chargers and Broncos.
Sir.
Yeah, so yep. They're in third. Excuse me. No, they're West. So they're third in their division. They have to get in via wild card. Texans get over on them on Sunday night.
You okay?
And they're gonna
You're okay? You need to reset here for a minute. Start practice over.
No, bro. I'm just rolling through all the AFC. I got a little grid in my head. I'm looking at in my head the entire bracket. Bear with me. I'm giving you intel. But Jacksonville has an ass schedule. Indianapolis has a terrible schedule. So I wouldn't be surprised if Indianapolis doesn't make the playoffs. So nobody's dead based upon what happens now. Indianapolis, I think, plays Jacksonville twice, which is a playoff team at the moment. They might play the Chargers, Texans, Chiefs, throw them all in there. Indy's schedule stinks for them.
All right, Tom, I'm going to ask you a question that I'm just going to predict. I've been doing this for a while. Ted's going to have a follow-up about. So we got word yesterday that Bill Belichick and Robert Kraft are finalists for Hall of Fame induction this year. Thoughts on that? Do you think Bill is a first ballot Hall of Famer? How do you think it plays out?
I think Bill is the most first ballot guy you could find among coaches. He's the greatest coach of all time. He might be the greatest coach in American professional sports history. You want to Scotty Bowman me? You want to give me Red Auerbach in a 16 league? Do you want to, you know, give me Casey Stengel, Bill Walsh, Vince Lombardi? Those guys did it for half the time Bill did and didn't roll up nearly as many Super Bowls. So he is a first ballot Hall of Famer. Now, there's going to be people who go in there and hand ring about, what about Spygate, though? We don't know. What about the Spygate? What did Bill know? What about North Carolina? What do you think? Shut up. Put him in the Hall of Fame. Don't embarrass yourself.
Ted, let him know when you want to start.
You know what? You're good. Tom wished me a happy birthday. I'm so grateful for that and just our friendship. So I have nothing to say to that. Let it stand
on
its
own. What did I do? Did I do something wrong?
Well, I had a different opinion yesterday. And I threw in the Super Bowl 52. I just felt like there's something. You know, having him wait a year, like Adam Vinatieri didn't get in the first ballot. And I sit there and go, who was better at his job? Was Adam any less, deserving than Bill? You know, Terrell Owens waited a year. I don't know. I just think there's some things on Bill's, resume that would maybe kind of say that he should wait a year before he goes in. But that was.
I hate that.
Yeah,
I hate it. It's okay. I hate it. Yeah. I hate it. I know. We're friends. That's why we can have differences of opinion. You know, I look at this with Kraft as well, especially what we've seen with Pat Bowlen, what we've seen with Kenny Stabler, what we've seen with, and Junior Seau was obviously an unexpected passing, but, you know, especially with Kraft, this stuff, if someone's a Hall of Famer and everybody knows it, and Kraft is a Hall of Famer, if Jerry Jones and Eddie DeBartolo are in and Pat Bowlen is in, Kraft is a Hall of Famer. What are you doing?
Yeah,
you
Kraft.
Wait,
I'm talking about
and then
Bill.
Feel
I'm
bad afterwards and go, oh, we got to put him in now. Posthumously, everyone has to show up. And knocking on wood, the guy's been terrific for the region. I hope that's no time soon. But if a guy's a Hall of Famer, put him in the Hall of Fame.
All right, Tom, before we let you go, we're going to play have a fun segment tomorrow predicting if Bill is a Hall of Famer, who might present him? Who would you speculate could
question.
Be his presenter?
Oh, I could see him asking Brady. Bill likes that stuff.
Interesting.
Yeah. I mean, he could go with Ernie Adams.
That's who I was thinking.
That's what I'll be saying tomorrow.
Yep. Yeah.
I think he could say Ernie Adams, but Bill, I think at this juncture,
yeah,
will do anything to help his Q rating.
Oh, yeah. You know what?
And I think
that's
Brady
who it's going to be.
Probably smart.
Hey, Tom. There's
Brady
a good game. Also, a good
more.
Game tonight out of the blue. Who do you like tonight?
Refresh me, will you, please?
Cowboys at Lions.
Oh, thank you. Lions are playing like gas. Cowboys are a little hot. I'll take the Cowboys.
There you go.
Curran likes the Cowboys. We'll leave it at that. We'll talk to you next week, Tom.
Thanks, Tom.
All right, thanks.
See you. Thanks, buddy.
Tom Curran with some interesting thoughts.
Playing like ass. It's like, I love it. Tom's now like... talking like an 18-year-old at the time. I love it.
Did he realize I was talking about Bill and not Kraft?
I think he got a little confused there. We did have one guy who did the old, remember the drop they play? This guy is drunk! Like, the Titans are making the playoffs. I know he was going through all the, but the Titans are, they will not be making the playoffs.
He does a lot of interviews.
He does. There's a lot of information you got to have.
A lot of stuff going around in that head.
Tom is very, very good at his job. Tom Curran's also brought to you by Drains by James, Eastern Mass's top provider of drain and sewer cleaning and repair, by your New England Chevy dealers, Together Let's Drive, and Tom Curran is powered by Verizon. When we come back, we're going to recap Tom Curran's thoughts on Bill Belichick, and I want to give Ted Johnson just a chance. We're not doing the whole rest of the show on it. Don't worry, everybody, but it's a hot topic.
It was fun, though, yesterday, huh?
It was a very fun show. So Tom Curran says, shut up if you don't believe that Bill Belichick is a first ballot Hall of Famer. Mm-hmm. Ted Johnson will not shut up. In fact, he'll talk next here on WEEI.
The guy is drunk.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think Bill is the most first ballot guy you could find among coaches. He's the greatest coach of all time. Might be the greatest coach in American professional sports history. There's going to be people who go in there and hand ring about,
what about Flygate though? We don't know. What about the Flygate? What about Bill now? What about North Carolina? What do you think?
Shut up. Put him in the Hall of Fame. Don't embarrass yourself.
Hey, can't wish me happy birthday and tell me to shut up.
I was going
to
say, in the same interview, he wished you happy birthday and told you to, and then did so in a weird voice. I mean, was that the Ted Johnson voice? Is that how he hears you?
You realize he had no context to what you were really trying to say, you know, which we all know he really wasn't trying to attack me because he didn't know probably what I said the day before.
That's the beauty of it. He went where I wanted it to go.
Yeah. But, you know, the only thing I would have put it back to as well, it's Terrell Owens didn't go in on the first ballot. Isn't it he an obvious Hall of Fame lead?
Adam Vinatieri, just a year ago.
Adam Vinatieri, obvious Hall of Fame, candidate. He didn't go in on the first ballot. Right. So it happens. The obvious choices don't always go in on the first ballot.
And especially if there is an obvious argument or criticism or black mark or something that it only takes 10 people in that room to harp on.
And people always reference the Spygate and don't forget, I'd ask, you know, if you were to ask the all the players on the 2017 Patriots whether or not he should go in first ballot, I wonder what the vote would be. What about all the fans that spent money to go see that Super Bowl and watch that Super Bowl and saw it play out like that? If they had a vote, what would it be? So there's other things other than those scandals that I think are on his resume that would suggest that he waiting 1 year is probably warranted. But I'm going to be in the minority, and everybody I've heard kind of that know is in the know says that the voters are almost scared to not vote him in. Like there's this.
Oh boy.
Yeah. So it feels like it's fait accompli.
All right, 617-779-7937. Let's work in a couple phone calls, a couple people that want to talk to Ted. Rob in Boxford has a thought on your Bill thoughts. What's up, Rob?
Yeah, this comment is for Ted. Ted, I just wanted to give you a standing ovation. I heard yesterday, I was listening on the Audacity, and I listened to the show yesterday, and somebody gave you a serious amount of pushback for your thoughts about Bill Belichick. And your answer, I sat there and was so impressed by your reply to that guy, because really you don't owe anybody an explanation of why you feel the way you do about Coach Belichick. Like you, I think he's an amazing coach, but some of the things that have gone on in North Carolina in some of his life, I have questions about Malcolm Butler. I have questions about why Tom Brady wasn't given an opportunity to finish his career as a Patriot for $25 million. So as a fan base, we have rights to know why this guy did some things the way he did. So for you to have those feelings that you have for playing for him for 6 years, you don't owe anybody an explanation.
Thanks for the call,
Thank
Rob.
Thank you, Rob. Appreciate that. Very kind. It's hard because I don't know how to not be living my truth and tell them how I really feel. And again, I've always tried to keep the Bill Belichick and Coach Belichick. They're separate people to me, and I judge them differently. One's the coach, one's the person. So, but I appreciate that. Yeah, it's tough. It wasn't fun moving back into this region 6 years ago and saying, if Bill would have won more, you shut me up. But, you know, it was the way it ended here. It was tough, right? And it wasn't good. So, and then we've seen what's happened after. It's just, and so my experiences with him have shaped my feelings and my opinions of him. And so it's hard for people to hear that. I get.
Let's grab one more phone call. It's a special message for Ted. What's up, Twilight Teddy? Question mark?
Yes, it's Twilight Teddy here. Hey, Teddy J, from one Teddy to another Teddy. Happy birthday, number 52.
Thank you, sir.
My son, we share something in common. You're welcome, by the way. We share something in common. My son Justin was, my son Jason was a Buffalo from the class of 2002. And you're the number one go-to guy at WEI, in my opinion. And there are a lot of other good people there, too. But I really get a charge out of listening to you. You're an awesome patriot, and you're a great personality. There's no one more that I want to listen to when you got the mic. And I'll tell you this. I hope you have a hell of a birthday. And you tell that Tom Curran not ever to tell Teddy J to shut up.
Thanks for the call, Twilight Teddy.
Thank you. That's very kind. Wow. You guys have opened up the floodgates here.
Absolutely.
It's very, very nice. Thank you.
Wow. Get emotional Ted Johnson, but in a totally different way than yesterday. We had one emotion yesterday, one today on the birthday. Yep. Wow.
I'm flattered. Always, and forever will be flattered by the compliments Patriots fans would give me.
All right. Coming up next here on WEEI Afternoons, Andrew Razor Raycroft will be in studio. We'll talk some Bruins, some pasta, some geeky, some Swayman et al. And reminder, about a half hour from now, we'll have another giveaway from the QB Under the Tree. That's all next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.